The Central College football team made it 3 wins in a row with a 38-14 win at Loras on Saturday. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we have highlights from our live coverage on 92.1 KRLS, and we catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to the Rock Bowl in Dubuque, where today your Central College Dutch battle the Loras College Duhawks. And Hunter takes a snap, fakes the handoff, goes to the air, and Herbers a juggling, bobbling catch. Touchdown, Central. Jeff Herbers a 10-yard grab. It's 4th and 1 from the 24-yard line of Central. Englund with Britt behind him takes a snap, swing pass, knocked down, incomplete. It's Brody Klein. He read the play, knocked it away, and the Dutch get a turnover on downs. Packabeer up along the line of scrimmage as well on 3rd down and 7. The Dutch will rush just 3. Englund steps up, and he is sacked. Nick Bandy gets home, and they bring him down to the 50 for a loss of 7.
Yeah, nice little twist stunt out here on this side.
And now quickly, Englund looking to throw on a play-action fake, firing deep for Brown. It's overthrown and intercepted. Cameron Bannister playing center field picks it off, and now the former high school quarterback turns into a runner and gets out near midfield. Cameron Bannister with the first takeaway of the game, and let's see if the Dutch offense can take advantage.
Yeah, you know, we've seen that all year. Our safeties just do such a great job of getting their depth. Tempo up, get on the ball and go.
And that's what they're doing. And Mott coming to the slot on the near left side. New to the right, Herbers to the left. 4th down and 4 for Central from the 33. Snap to Hoffman, fires to the right side. Caught by New, slips a tackle, and he's loose. 10-5! Touchdown Central, Ryan New, 33 yards.
Finally made him pay a price for all that man coverage.
Central inside of the Raceway Tire and Exhaust red zone has a 1st down and goal at the 8 on the opening possession of the third quarter in a 14-14 game. Two receivers to the left, rush the running back. Hoffman takes a snap, play action fake, pumps left, throws left. New is wide open. A defender gets there. New jumps, makes the catch. Touchdown Central. Ryan New's 2nd score of the game.
On the ball.
Oh, and now yes, Cam Schulte blocks the punt. Finally. And there's a couple of Central players there. It's scooped up at the 33-yard line. And some running room to the far side of the 10. He's to the 5. And knocked down there is Evan Schroeder after the block by Cam Schulte. And the Dutch will start at the 6-yard line of the Duhawks.
Finally, that Cam has been there all day.
So after the Cam Schulte block punt, Central has a 1st down and goal at the 6-yard line of Loras, right to left and all white for the Dutch. Hoffman takes the snap, hands it off to Ryan New on a jet sweep. Bye-bye! He walks it in! Touchdown, Central! 3rd and 7 from the 33-yard line. Englund takes the snap. Looks left, throws left, intercepted, and DeMuehlner is gone. 20-10-5. Touchdown Central. Ben DeMuehlner with the pick 6 on the tip drill. 4th and goal from the 7 for the Duhawks. Snap to Englund, looks to the right, steps up in the pocket, and he goes down. Central with the sack. It's Warren again, and the Dutch stop the Duhawks inside the 10. Sunvold is 6 of 8 on field goal tries this year. This is a 38-yard kick from left to right from the left hash, and Sunvold buries it to extend Central's lead to 38-14. Central came up with a turnover on downs on Loras's last drive that got inside of the 10. This is a 3rd and goal from the 8. Englund under pressure. Englund is sacked again, and it's Bradley Warren again. Have a 4th quarter number 1. 4th and goal for Loras from the 17-yard line. Snap to Englund. Steps up in the pocket, evades a rusher once, and he's going down again. The 6th sack of the 4th quarter for the Central defense. It's Colby Svetska with the dagger, and Central will get out of the Rock Bowl with a 38-14 win.
We're catching up with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team, after the Dutch pick up a 38-14 win on the road against Loras. Coach, a 14-14 game at the half and come out and really dominate the 3rd quarter to take control of this game. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I told our guys at the end of the game, it's kind of like almost in baseball, like as a pitcher, like you just don't have your best stuff and you got to figure out ways to get outs, you know, and you sometimes then, you know, if your fastball's not working, you got to find your changeup or curveball or something. And for us, yeah, at the first half, I mean, it was pretty frustrating in a sense of like I felt like there was a lot of stuff there that we had chances to kind of open things up and really get off to a great start. And, you know, and we knew Loris was going to be a tough game. They play really hard. And so it didn't surprise me, but I also felt like we had opportunities to really get off to a great start. And when we didn't, you know, that gets a little frustrating. But, you know, it really went in the hands of everybody. We got off to a great first drive, you know. And start second half, score a touchdown. Then the next thing you know, we're blocking punts and getting pick sixes. And, you know, we're scoring a lot of different ways. And I think that's really good. And we pitched the second half shutout again. And, you know, that's also a really, you know, if we do that every week, we're going to really be happy with ourselves. And so our guys played really hard. And I think, you know, we really had a lot of really good halftime adjustments, I think, on both sides. And so I was happy that they were able to find a way to win.
To keep with that baseball analogy, if the fastball wasn't working, what was the changeup? What was the curveball that was working well today?
Well, I mean, you know, some of it was like winning field position, being patient. You know, we turned the ball over in the red zone. And that was a bummer because we really had another nice drive going there. I think we found some shorter passes and we were able to run the ball a lot better in the second half. We had some really good first and second down runs, so our first down efficiency got better. So I think we made some adjustments in the running game that helped a little bit. And we also had some critical, like even just some short passes to the running backs out of the backfield. There were a couple third down, fourth down plays that we got to. There was a really critical fourth down one. We scored a touchdown on a fourth down play in the first half. And so, you know, we were pretty good in some of those critical situations. And once again, I think Coach Maieri put our guys in a really good position and it just came to execution. I thought we protected better in the second half. We were under less duress. So that was a good thing, too.
And defensively, I had you for 6 sacks in the fourth quarter. You had 2 interceptions in the game. Talked special teams, good kick returns from Hunter Wilkinson, yeah. The punt block that led to a touchdown. I mean, this was an all-around team victory.
Yeah, like I say, it was, you know, in a lot of ways, special teams and defense generated a lot of the success of the second half. And that's where, once again, if it isn't always going the way you want it to in one place, but you can pick each other up, that's a good team. That's how you want to win football games, and that's what happened. You know, we really ended up having some great field position because of special teams, so that became I think a critical part. Hunter had his best game as a returner. Our kickoff returns were their best of the year. You know, the punt block, we set it up for a return. We were just bringing 2 guys off the edge and sending one really hard. We felt like we could get there, like their snaps were a little high. And so we felt like we had a chance. And then, you know, Cam Schulte, he's a fast dude, man, and he's tall. So he used his length and his speed, and that's what blocked the punt. And then, you know, getting it to Evan Schroeder, he's a former running back. So I was really hoping he'd run it all the way in. He almost did. So not bad. It was a fun play to watch.
5-1, 3-1 in the league heading into the bye week. Come at the right time for you, Coach?
Yeah, you know, you get to October. Really, game 5, you know, we actually, believe it or not, we actually researched this stuff. You know, like, I mean,
I believe it.
We got nothing else to do, I guess. But, you know, and our strength staff researches it, our training staff and his coaches. And, you know, we look at the numbers, and about week 5 is where we see our most injuries of the year. You know, and then it kind of stabilizes and stuff like that. So we're now, this is week 6. So we kind of went through that. We had a lot of guys out this week. So the bye week is just coming good. You know, we'll be able to rest up, heal up, kind of get things going, and then get some momentum going into these last 4 games that we have. You know, the season's going fast.
All right. Nice win today, Coach. Enjoy the bye. Talk soon.
Thank you.
All right. Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Final score on Saturday, Central 38, Loris 14.